Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we're beginning another wonderful episode, episode number 29 of my personal spiritual transformation from being a horrible creature named Jan to being a godly pastor globally and learning that she was a God herself made in the image and after the likeness of her Father, the great God of creation, the God of all eternity. Now, Deborah is also a Jewish name, which meant judge, leader, and king, and ruler, and righteous leader. I didn't know any of that when I was in religion. I didn't know anything about my name, and I had to learn how to study names. When I go to Walmart, do you know I ask the cashiers? They have a beautiful name. What their name means, and most of them don't know. And sometimes in different cultures, you get the name of an animal because the parents want the spirit and the strength and the fearlessness of an animal. Sometimes you're given names because of hope and future, and then sometimes the names are cursed. But here in this newest episode, number 29, called It's Time, we're going to talk more about what does a God do. When I learned that my spirit, when it was sort of recreated, reborn, regenerated into Deborah, I had to learn I was a God. What did that mean? I didn't know. And that was the very thing that this young man named Jesus the Christ was arrested for by his religious leaders way long time ago. For blasphemy, saying he was equal to God on earth. Well, if you study ancient history, most of the pharaohs and the leaders and the Caesars and the kings and the emperors all said they were the son of heaven. They were God on earth. What was wrong with that? And everybody believed it. But when these Jewish people heard, who had really become more secular and more Rome-oriented, and they didn't want to lose their control over the people. They arrested this Jesus. But he didn't talk to them. Because he wasn't a religious leader. He was a God, which was a king. A warrior from a kingdom that was not from the earth. So when he got to Pilate, this Jesus guy could talk to him because Pilate represented Caesar from Rome. A political leader representing the emperor, the king, the ruler of the known Roman world, which Jerusalem was a part of. And this Jesus told this Pilate, hey, I'm not from here. I'm a king. And if I wanted to, I could call 10,000 hosts of my angels, my soldiers, down here right now and take care of you. That was king to king. Leader to leader. And I had to learn that about me, the new me, Deborah. So here in this newest episode, number, we're going to pick up where I was learning that I was one with God. I was an offspring of God, made in his image and likeness. Well, what was that? His image was his father's side, the king, the ruler, the leader. And his likeness was his mother's side. Agape, love, righteousness, peace, joy. And in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, when I was in the womb of God, he put his hand, so to speak, on me and declared who I would be and who I would rule and who would submit to me. You go read Genesis 1, 26 through 28. I was to have all spiritual authority on earth for the kingdom of heaven. Now, I didn't remember that when I was born. My parents didn't tell me. Religion didn't tell me. Schools didn't tell me. But I eventually found out when, as you know, my story is that one day, years and years ago, I was asked by God, would I take myself, which was Jan at the time, to a cross in a satanic meeting? And allow myself to be crucified just to save one of the multi-generational Satanists who were there. And what was my answer? Yes. You see, I knew I was on my way to eternity into heaven, but one of those Satanists weren't. They didn't believe in this loving God yet. They only served Satan. They lived in spiritual darkness and ignorance and wickedness, and they were full of evil, wicked spirits. And so I said I would. But I didn't know at that time Jan died on a cross in God's heart for all eternity. And then later on, as you learn from the story, I started discovering God set me at home for 2 years during the time my father was having illness and I became his power of attorney. And I slowly became Deborah. I had to use my legal name, my first name, because my name was Deborah Jan. And then after 2 years of having to call myself Deborah to legal places and banks and insurance companies for my father, it was taking place. Then I had to be tested to see if I could hold, and I was. Some of the test was like this. I was on my way from Florida to Pennsylvania to visit my son, and I would pass through on the interstate, Montgomery, Alabama, where Jan had grew up in a house and was Jan. And I would hear a voice that wasn't God. It was the other guy, Satan, saying, "Why don't I just stop and get off the interstate and go by the house where I lived?" Well, as Deborah, I go, "Wait a minute. I never lived there. Jan did. And if I, by my own free will, went by that house to see where Jan lived, then I, through my own will, would have been bringing Jan out of the grave back alive within my soul. And Jan was dead. So I was tested to see what I would do. And so I said to myself, I, Deborah, never grew up there. Those were not my parents. I never lived there, and so I drove by. And I had other tests. People that Jan knew when she was single. She would run into them in the gym and maybe a spin class. And the first reaction to somebody is you always walk up to them and say, "Hi, do you remember me? I used to live across the street from you," and blah, 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 blah. Well, test time. I said nothing because I knew that was a friend of Jan's, not of Deborah's. Then another test came. And there was a lady Jan used to scuba dive with. Her name was Hazel. She's now dead and in heaven. And I was in Walmart, and she walked up to me and said, "Don't I know you?" I go, "I don't think so." She said, "What is your name?" I said, "Deborah." And she did not know my last name. She said, "You look so familiar, like somebody I used to scuba dive with named Jan." I said, I don't know her. And this was face to face, but I knew who she was. But if I admitted, yes, I was Jan, I changed my name, Jan, by my own free will, would have become alive again out of the grave. Test time. So when you go through changes in life, you will be tested to see if you can hold. Well, I held. And then more discoveries came, like this one, that I was a god. And I had no idea what a god did. So here in this episode, we're going to continue with my story called It's Time. So Deborah, me, began asking the Heavenly Father, "What does a God do? How does a God of the Kingdom of Heaven think like? What does he think about? What's on his mind? What works do I do that proves I'm a God as you are?" Some great questions. Is that you? Are you in me, and I am in you, that makes me a God, a divinity, a deity too, by having you in me? Is that why you call me a God? I'm a question. I want to know things. I've always been that way. I never read false stories. I like true stories. I wanted to know what was happening. What does it mean to be a Lord on earth now? I had to look up each word: God, Lord, Ruler, King, Deity. I had to study out of the Authorized King James Bible the story about this Christ Jesus and what he said about it. What does all this mean? When the new earth and the new Jerusalem come down out of heaven, I had no clues. I was so ignorant spiritually. And religion couldn't help me. Culture couldn't help me. Traditions couldn't help me. Parents couldn't help me. School teachers, college couldn't help me. As always, the Spirit of Truth took Deborah to Strong's Concordance and to Webster's Dictionary to help Deborah, me, learn and to understand what she needed to spiritually understand. Make sure when you're studying, you have a Strong's Concordance. What it does is it breaks out the words of the King James Bible into first Greek and then Hebrew, because that's what it was written in. And there are some that are written in Aramaic and some other languages. And then the Webster's Dictionary. I had to know what the meaning of one word would be. I had to study one word so many times and then look that word up in the concordance and follow all the scripture references out. Now, I didn't learn this in high school. I learned some of this studying in college, because I spent a long time in the library. I used to read lots of books. Now, I've read fairy tales because they are at a children's level, and they are parables and fables about things to help us understand at that level. Deborah, that be me, began her deep spiritual learning of what being a God according to her heavenly Father meant. Well, here we go. The word gods in Psalms 82:6 and John 10:3-38. Because see, in Psalms, God told David, I gave you the word of God, and you are gods yourself. Well, you think about that if you're told in prayer or in a dream that you're a god. It would just shock you. So the word in Strong's Concordance about God meant is defined according to Strong's as a magistrate, a minister, angels, exceedingly, very great, judges, mighty, a deity. In the Greek, God means deity, the supreme divinity, magistrate, godly. In Webster's Dictionary, the word gods, G-O-D-S, is defined as magistrate, a political superior, master. 3, an official trusted with administration of laws. 4, a principal official exercising governmental powers over a major political unit, like a nation. B, a local official exercising administrative and often judicial functions of justice and judgment. C, an officer of a master or a teacher. D, a teaching authority. Phew! So many definitions that would help me understand what the word God meant. The spiritual lessons were just beginning, and there was so much for this new spiritual identity, this image, this likeness called Deborah to learn. But Deborah was being filled daily as she studied with the new wine of life and light. And I want to end right here, and we'll pick up in the next episode. That was a lot to just take in. How to study, what I was studying, and what I had to learn about my new self. I did, believe me, I've spent years in books, reading, writing, looking at videos, studying history, ancient history, studying ancient civilizations. And I learned slowly through constant studying and desiring to know the truth. You have to get there. You see, years before this, I had even wanted nothing that was not of this God of eternity. No thought, no belief, no idea. And he actually exposed to me that I was believing in a tradition of men and vain imaginations of Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. And I was propagating that, sending that out to my son. And I asked my forgiveness because I was so far off. Lies and deceptions had formed in my soul from my parents and culture and traditions and life. But I wanted to be clean. I didn't want any lies or deceptions, vain imaginations, culture, traditions. I only wanted spiritual truth from the kingdom of heaven. Once you get there, then you've put your foot on the right path, the right road. So start walking. All right, I'll see you in the next episode of It's Time. Bye-bye.